Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Aubrey. Welcome, Dr. Aubrey.
Well, thank you, Iris. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I don't even know where to start. You're a minister. You're a spiritual teacher. You've had an international career as a sort of more as a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
As a psychologist, Iris, yes.
Yes. And worked for the State Department in West Africa. And you are the author of two wonderful books, an internationally acclaimed speaker, when I really looked, I got kind of tongue-tied even thinking about doing an introduction for you, but it seems to me like I want to say you are an opener to divinity and enlightenment for people, that you form a bridge and open the way for them. I can't explain it more than that.
I think you've done really very well and hit that essential point. And that does seem to have really become my task this time round in this lifetime.
And you said you were on a spiritual quest from the time you reached, well, of course, before you reached this planet, but that you knew that as a child.
I had experiences as a child. I didn't have the maturation of knowing that I believe comes as we have more things revealed to us in terms of our soul. I do clearly remember as a child of maybe a year old, an image of myself shooting in across the span of the Golden Gate Bridge and landing in my mother's tummy. And sometimes I've asked people, you know, have you had experiences of your soul coming in? I've met a few people who have. And then when I was traveling with my family in Egypt, I was 16. I was a very shy child, and I think probably quite stoic emotionally. Anyway, we were on the desert, and we came over a slight rise in the road, and I burst into tears in front of everybody in the car and said, oh my goodness, I've been here before. And I described, you know, the town, the name, the layout of the streets, and the guide who was with us affirmed, you know, that this was accurate. And of course, at that time, we didn't have words like reincarnation. I'd never heard of those concepts. So I think really, Iris, I've come to trust that where there is spontaneity in terms of spiritual openings, there's something very pure about those experiences for people. And then we gradually weave together our own tapestry of understanding.
That's such a beautiful way of putting it. We weave together our own tapestry of understanding. That's so beautiful, Aubrey. Well, sort of talk some more about how you've come to the point that you are now. I know you've started two foundations, Healing Our Future and the Soul Healers Association.
Yes, we have. Healing Our Future, I began as a registered nonprofit in California. And our first project that we did, our first fundraising, was for the children in Oakland, the inner city kids that live in a state of impoverishment, not just in terms of how much breakfast they have on the table, but it's an impoverishment of the soul and of the potential of their lives. So we put together a multidisciplinary team. My partner, an African-American cop, who worked in the project, as they were known at that point. Another African-American woman just you know, a very large statue with a big diamond in her front tooth. And they used to joke that at one point in her life, she was the woman on the other side of the door that he was kicking in. So, so we carefully chose, you know, a team of people that the kids could really relate to. And we taught them.
I've been there, done that team.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And we called it peacemaking skills.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
So we began to teach the kids in the community that you can, in your own mind, change your thinking, that the content of your thinking gives rise to emotions and then behavior. And they got it. And that entire community in Oakland changed from the highest homicide rate to zero. Zero homicide, Iris. And maintained that for 5 years.
In what?
Maintained zero homicide for 5 years.
In the city of Oakland?
In the city of Oakland.
When was this?
This was in the early 90s.
You know, that never made the news?
Really?
That never made the news. As far as I know, that never made the news.
Well, it was fascinating, Iris. It was run by a man who's still there, Jerry Malcolm Edwards, who received a statewide award from the California Endowment Fund. And the thinking behind what we were doing was a process called health realization, founded by a man named Sid Banks. What happened to Sid is he had an enlightenment experience. Sid was just kind of, you know, a regular guy. I believe he worked in the coal mines when he was a kid or a young adult. But he had a genuine, spontaneous enlightenment experience. And part of his understanding that came out of that was that a thought in your mind creates an emotion. And then that emotion will lead you to a certain sequence of actions or behaviors. So that if you could catch when you have what they would call cloudy thinking and change it, the outcome of your life will be really different. And I found that fascinating that the profundity of that mystical experience could be translated into the streets, into the prisons, into the schools. You know, it's universal. So anyway, that's part of the introduction to Healing Our Future, which now is publishing the books and the CDs that are coming from really a process we've come to know as divine flow. Divine flow.
That's such a beautiful word.
Mm.
And experience when you say it.
Yes. It's a golden channel, Iris, that people can enter into. It's one that I teach. It's a state of consciousness in which I've written actually two books, one totally in that.
One totally what?
In that state of consciousness of divine flow. And it's a state in which we now do healing and blessing and teaching. So it's very interesting. Early on I studied Tibetan Buddhism, and they would say that the teachings were hidden in the rivers and the rocks. And I kept mulling that over. My mind at that point couldn't understand it. And now I do. It's because divine flow, as it moves through you, literally comes from the oneness, however you know the oneness. So it's within the spirit or the soul of a river or a rock or a tree or a human being. And as your soul or your heart chakra opens, you can receive this communication. The book Conversations with God, I think, is one of the first examples that came to the public awareness about divine flow. And I think it's really important for people on the spiritual journey to realize that you too can access this and use it, whether you're a healer or an author or you're in business and you want to to write a project for your business, a proposal. It has very practical uses.
Well, Aubrey, it seems like a lot of people are sort of closed off to that, in that they sort of have taken the stance that the Bible was the true word, keep studying the Bible, and that, you know, one time I was accused of being blasphemous because I bring through teachings from Jesus, this guy told me, you know, you can't receive that. Only these who were anointed can. Well, I'm anointed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that there's been a sort of a suppression of that spontaneity by organized religion that has said, you know, God has spoken everything that God had to say.
Iris, I do understand what you're saying. And I know, you know, having studied from both a psychological and a religious perspective in my entire life, in many traditions, there is the exoteric teaching, the outside teaching within the institutions of many religions. And then there's the esoteric, the hidden teachings that often come when you've been a disciple or a very, very close student to a teacher. And what I've learned as I came out of one upbringing and opened to others, I too, like you, have had direct experiences of Jesus that have, quite frankly, blown me away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go back to ask the help of others, what is this that has happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that was the Christ consciousness.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there for a second.
To understand that was the Christ consciousness that was moving through. And to have that as a personal inner experience, for me it came in the act of offering healing to another. And now I know that these experiences that some call mystical, or transformative, or spiritual, are our innate human potential. They no longer need to come down through the point, the quote, anointed and appointed. It's a matter of knowing how to open oneself.
I guess one of your jobs is really helping people to trust that anyone can do this,
Absolutely.
And I wanted to go back to, you know, when I was being criticized for that, I was told by my guides, don't even read the Bible. You are the Bible. The Bible comes through you daily. Mm. And so I wonder, I think that one of your jobs is to encourage and support people to know that within themselves.
You're absolutely right. And I have found that as my own consciousness opens, the Bible is a living spirit that is literal, that much of what is said in the Bible is literal. It's not a simile. It's not a story. And that's, you know, that's found in many, many traditions. Because when you think about it, Iris, it's simple. There are many cultures expressing their own view of great enlightened ones, or God, or the divine.
Well, in your health realization, that healing that you're talking about, and in facilitating zero homicides in Oakland for 5 years, is just so it's just so amazing. But I feel like one of the things you're here to facilitate is the sort of the breaking down of that part that says our religion is right and everyone else we're justified in killing because they're the heathens.
Yes.
You know, I'm sort of trying to apply this to world peace and Iraq and what each of us can do in our inner work to facilitate that health realization for the earth. Imagine what it would be like if nobody killed anybody anywhere on earth for 5 years.
Well, I do appreciate what you're saying, and I have in my own life been involved in politics and had an appointment from the governor of California on the first committee that even used the word wellness, that had a sense that there is an integrated approach that involves your physical body, your mind, your emotions, and your spiritual world. It's like, what a concept. You're a whole human being. And I think to apply this and to give people the tools so that they can help there be peace, peace within themselves, peace within their own family, and peace within the entire world. Every Sunday, Iris, when we have our free Sunday service, which is called Listen with Your Heart, we teach people the application of these tools.
Do you do that in Sebastopol?
This is a national teleclass.
It's a national teleclass?
So people from the privacy of their own home at 8 o'clock on Pacific time, you just dial in a number and you participate in... We do a breathing practice that is called Breathing the Universe, where you begin to let go of the boundaries of your own skin or your sense of isolation to experience you are part of everything. And then we do prayers that very much ask for peace and for harmony. And then we teach people how to use your inner vision, what some identify as your third eye, to visualize harmony. So we also teach that before eating any meal, and I've done this for years, you first offer this food to all souls.
Offer it to all souls.
To all souls. Please come to eat first. And
please
then,
come to eat first?
Yes. And that means that inside, you may be visualizing the children in a country that is torn by war, where there is strife and where there is human suffering. And you visualize the children eating. You visualize that they have shelter, that they have comfort, the very basis of peace. And then we also work with the healing of the planet. We put so much concrete and over Mother Earth. It's hard for her to breathe. And we offer healing. We offer to rejuvenate Mother Earth. Some people plant trees. Some do it with their mind. Some do it by just being so much more aware of how they eat each day. And then you can visualize a golden light, a ring around the entire Mother Earth, asking for the peace that you were suggesting a few moments ago. I think it is essential for those of us who are involved in spiritual practices to do what I call bring it home. Bring it home into your personal life where you become peace. You become compassion in your interactions with your loved ones. Sometimes where it's very difficult there. And to have compassion for yourself. Because part of this human journey, this human form that we have, is there is going to be suffering. And we need to understand it. We understand its role. We need to understand there are lessons for us to learn. by that which is in front of us. And as we take that kind of attitude, wanting to learn the lesson, there's less personal strife and conflict within us as an individual. Now, if you take just that one notion for a moment, that of less strife because you want peace in your personal life, on a cellular level, your physiology will have less tension and less stress. And we all understand that stress in the physiology is one of the primary causes of many conditions of dis-ease, of ill health, like cancer. If you look at the cells of cancer under a microscope, you will actually see that a pre-cancer cell becomes erratic on the cellular membrane. It's no longer the perfect symmetry of a healthy cell. And then as it progresses to becoming a true cancer cell, there will be even more irregularity. And that cancer cell will move out to begin to invade the space between all cells. So, for example, when we do healing, which we do Sunday morning and I do individually, we ask that the individual cancer cells return to healthy cells, and that the spaces between the cells begin to open to receive the nutrients that are necessary to maintain a healthy body. And we do this with prayer, we do this with healing chanting, with visualization, with, you know, whatever is the consciousness, the abundance of the consciousness that comes through as the healer. So I just give you this example to know that world peace must also be experienced individually, in your home, and in the home of your physical body, to heal. So there's a direct alignment there. That's just one thread, but I wanted to share that with you.
Well, do you want to give the number so that people can join into this service on Sunday mornings?
I'd be happy to do that, Iris. Thank
you. Okay, I want to write it down.
Yes. This is a free service. And the call-in number is 605-990-0700.
Okay.
605-990-0700. And then they'll ask you for a passcode. It is 119-720-pound.
119-720-pound.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And this Sunday class, which is a really good introduction, begins at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and it goes until 9:30 a.m. So on that we do prayer, we do chanting, we do healing for individuals, for group. I offer divine flow. There's always a teaching. And very much encourage people, please tell me where you are in your life. What is, in a sense, your own cutting edge? How can we help you to open spiritually, to heal physically?
That's so wonderful.
It's a wonderful dialogue. And well, I guess while I'm on this, I should tell you, I also do a healing group with cancer clients. And for that, people need to call me directly for me to give you the meeting time to do that. I've been doing that work for years.
Okay, how can people call you?
My direct number is 707-829-1252.
Thank you, Dr. Aubrey. Now, I want to be sure we cover everything. You're going to be speaking at WESAC.
Yes, I am.
And that's in Mount Shasta on May 16th to 18th?
Yes.
And say something about your experience of the WESAC Festival. Have you been there before?
Oh, I have. This will be my third year to the festival. The Wheatstock Festival is a celebration of two spiritual, major spiritual traditions. It is a celebration of the actual birthday of Sakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Buddhism in many countries. It is also a celebration of Jesus' opening, his resurrection, wherein the alignment, and now I'm not an astrologer, Iris, so I can only give you a brief sense of this one, but the alignment of the constellations that allowed this resurrection and transformation to occur for Jesus within this three-day period also occurs at the same time as the Wheatstock Festival. So it's a time in which in the spiritual world there's a coming together of Sakyamuni's enlightenment and the Christ consciousness of Christ. And as you can imagine, within the spiritual world, it's a coming together of many, many enlightened ones. Now, Mount Shasta is known as a vortex on Mother Earth. Many years ago...
Say that again. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Yes. Mount Shasta is known as a vortex on Mother Earth. It is one of the heart chakras. In the mid-70s, I lived for 3 years in the wilderness on Mount Shasta, doing spiritual practices and basic survival, which you have to do both to survive there in the wilderness. So this...
And it's cold there.
Oh, 14 feet of snow, Iris. It was called Chop Wood and Carry Water. But I wrote my dissertation on the mountain.
You're tougher than me, honey.
So this festival, people come from all around the world. They have wonderful speakers coming in, presenting, you know, what it is that they've learned and their books and their music. So it's a wonderful coming together. I think there will be probably 400, 500 people there.
And it's an opportunity to give a cosmic service, too, in a big way.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is that indeed.
People can get tickets for that. Can they get them from you?
Yes, they certainly can. They can go to my website, or they can email me directly at Dr. What is my website? Dr. Aubrey at comcast.net is my email address. I'd be happy to help people get their Wheatstock Festival ticket. You need to act quickly.
I know.
I really encourage people to come. It's extremely inspiring, and it's very diverse.
And it's wonderful to make connections with so many people from around the world that are doing the same kind of work.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention your two books and your new CD. Would you share about those?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. The CD is called Opening to Enlightenment, and it is available through my website, www.draubrey.net. And it begins with the soul's journey to enlightenment. And this sounds kind of funny to say this, Iris, but it's an attempt in maybe 12 minutes to share the progression of our soul into enlightenment. And mind you, when I say enlightenment, I mean really the kindergarten stage of it. So it talks about the purification of one's mind. It talks about the healing of relationships, the importance of forgiveness, what it is to have a daily prayer in one's home, and some of the other things we've spoken of. So it's an introduction to the totality of the journey as I best understand it at this time. And then there are seven different practices that the person may listen to that are 3 to 4 minutes. They are very deep visualizations or prayer states. And if you listen to them and then you sit in silence following them, it will uplift your consciousness and bring you into realms that perhaps you've only tasted or that you didn't even know you could experience. So they are titled Breathing the Universe, Divinity of Oneness, Becoming the Buddha, The View Changes, which means your perception of your entire life shifts as you open to these wisdom teachings, Inside the Celestial Being, Opening to Tantric Bliss, A Love Song to the Entire Universe, the Galaxy.
Wow!
And then an Enlightenment Blessing. And some know it as a Diksha Blessing, wherein golden light enters in to your body, helping you to heal and to open. So that's on the CD.
How wonderful. And I would like to give the first three people that email me one of these CDs as a gift from and as a demonstration for that person that miracles happen, dreams do come true. And also I would like to give people a choice whether they would like that new CD that you've described or one of your two beautiful books by emailing me at miracleshp, that's miracleshp, at yahoo.com. And so share about your two beautiful books, Aubrey.
Thank you. The book titled Luminous, The Soul's Journey to Enlightenment, is a combination of some of the personal experiences I've shared with you so far, Iris, and 65 tools that I have learned over the last 30 years of study that help people to open spiritually and to heal. So the book is a weave of description of mystical states, of healing states, and how I arrived at them. And it's also opens with that which in a sense is almost not possible to do. And I have to, you know, in all humility to say it's an attempt to describe the state of luminosity and emptiness, which is an experience that happened to me about 5 or 6 years ago.
Did you say luminosity and emptiness?
Yes, I did.
Pardon me?
I did.
So I guess I want to hear more about that.
Well, let's think of it this way. When the sun is shining on the ocean and you no longer see the water, you just see intense light. And the light has a movement and there's nothing there. And at the same time, you add a quality of power that's almost like just a sucking and an explosion into total stillness. As these elements move together and combine, they shatter in you any sense of I-ness, of me, and you totally merge with the universe.
The one
yes.
Love.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying. So I want to encourage people, some people have told me they didn't want to email again because they had already received three free books or something. I hope that one of the things that will happen for everyone that listens to Miracles Happen is you will have a library for yourself and use it as a lending library to pass these gifts on to as many people as you can. And I feel like one of the keys for me is I have had many, many, many great teachers, Aubrey, many great teachers. And I have taken everything they've given me and you know, pressed it down, shaken it together, and had it run over, and given it to as many people as I could. Mm. And I think that's one of the keys to enlightenment, is that every step that we take that really helps us, we help as many people as we can with it. We make it as available as we can to people.
Absolutely, Iris.
And it's fun, too. It's just the most fun.
Absolutely.
And I really want to encourage people, because so many people that have listened to the radio show, and also I've done a television show for 8.5 years, that have said, it's so good to, you know, hear you on the radio. I feel like I'm the only one where I am. And so many people feel that way, that they're the only one doing the work. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true, is it?
It's not true at all. And I want to pause for a moment on that point that you brought up about service, the importance of offering service. It is so essential at this time. And people often will say to me, well, first I need to get this in order and that in order and figure out what kind of service. And I say, no, what it is, you offer service wherever you are in your life, to whomever it is that is in front of you. That's the physical form. And you offer service in the form of prayer wherever it is that you send your request or your visualization or your thought. So service is there for all of us to be doing.
And, you know, I have an example for me. It's like, it's often not the things that you think are the most important for you to do. I remember one day I had this big long list of things to do, and it wasn't going well, and I got to the post office and there were like 40 people in line, and I think everybody's had this little talk with God where you go, I think you could give me a little bit more help here getting this done. And I heard this real amused voice say, why are you here? I said, well, to pick up these things and, you know, get all my jobs done. And it just kept saying, why are you here? And I finally got that what I was there to do was pour out love. It wasn't my list that I had. It wasn't my goals that I had. And so I had been taught this technique where you see like a rose opening in your heart, and then you send out a headlight of this Christ love to everyone. And so I was going through the entire line, and I had hit everyone about twice, and this guy comes from the back, and he goes, does anyone just have one of these slips? And that was the slip I had. But I got, you know, that was my job to do, and I think... on your website, you say it's most important to do everything with love and with kindness.
Yes.
And I think maybe that's the most important thing for in the way of offering service and example, to do things with love and kindness.
Absolutely, Iris. And healing is about love. Light and love do heal. I'd love to offer a healing blessing. Do we have a time for me to do that?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Please do that.
Let me offer this in a state of divine flow, a healing blessing to everybody that's on the line. So please.
And to everyone that ever listens to the archives, and to everyone who doesn't listen to it and can just have it lodged in their aura as a blessing until they're ready to receive it, if that's the will of their soul.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, dear entire oneness, dear all the manifestations of the divine, dear all souls, we offer this healing blessing to each of you who hear directly on this show, to all of you who have come and will come, to your families and your communities, to Mother Earth, to all children, fathers, mothers, ancestors, plants, trees, rocks, all expressions of soul. We ask that the golden light be present to offer healing blessings. Allow your focus to be placed upon the center of the top of your head, the fontanelle.
The what?
Fontanelle, the gentle opening that was present as a child. Allow the golden liquid light to move slowly inside your crown. The golden liquid light to move now into your physical brain, illuminating the light that is already there in the midbrain, awakening you. Golden liquid light moves now down your entire face, your skull. Golden liquid light moves down your throat. Golden liquid light of the divine moves through your shoulders, down your arms. Golden liquid light present in your fingertips, a tingling and a warmth. The golden liquid light moves into the trunk of your body. Golden liquid light touches your heart, your heart chakra, and the organ of your physical heart. Golden liquid light moves through the vessels and the arteries in your heart. Golden liquid light moves through the circulatory system, entering your entire body and all the blood vessels and the capillaries. Golden liquid light moves into the organs of your torso, rejuvenating your lungs, your stomach. Golden liquid light begins to heal and rejuvenate any pain, any blocked energy. Golden liquid light moves into your kidneys, your liver, your bladder, your intestines, your pancreas. Golden liquid light moves through your hips and your waist, and golden liquid light moves down your thighs, your knees, your calves. Golden liquid light moves into your feet and your toes. Golden liquid light enters into the entire nervous system, bringing you a peace and a harmony. Golden liquid light is healing you. Golden liquid light moves to the marrow of your bones. Golden liquid light moves to the spaces between all cells in your entire body. Golden liquid light moves out the pores in your skin in all directions, opening you, allowing the excess energy, that which is not healed, allowing it to move out of you, to purify you, so that the passage of pure light moves more easily with great tranquility. Golden liquid light is now free to move around you and through you. Golden liquid light, golden liquid light, receive now the beautiful love of the divine. As you're in a gossamer blanket, feel yourself protected in soft gossamer blankets, healing you and loving you. And from the distant spaces of the universe, there are waves of purple light and golden light carrying the love, the pure, total, accepting love, the unconditional love. Heal. me the blessings of enlightenment, the blessings of healing, the blessings of peace, harmony, balance, clarity be with you, all your loved ones, your family, community, our planet Mother Earth, all living, sentient beings in all galaxies.
Thank you, beloved one. Wow. What can we do after that? See, how much time do we have left? Are you there? Yes. Hello?
Yes, I am, Iris.
Thanks, Dawn. I accidentally hit the wrong button. I was turning up the sound and I cut us off. I'm so sorry. We have about 8.5 minutes. Why you said you had 3 different blessings you'd like to give.
Yes, and what I did, Iris, is I brought in the healing, the enlightenment, the peace, all into what I just offered.
Okay, so you did all 3 together.
I brought them together. Yes, I did. And I just wanted to add that this is just a little taste of the individual work that I do with people, the healing tapes that I make, that I send to people. Because often you want to re-experience this more than once. And if it's for healing, you really want to anchor in those images of one's physiology and emotions.
Yes.
So
well,
just
tell people
thing.
Again. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, tell people again how they can reach you.
Thank you. Yes, you can reach me by calling me direct, 707-829-1252. 707-829-1252, and you may email me at Dr. Aubrey, DRAUBREY, at comcast.net. You can also go to my website. You can communicate with me through that, www.draubrey.net.
And I also want to remind people the first 3 emailers, and don't be shy if you've already received books from Miracles Happen. The first 3 emailers will receive their choice of the book Luminous on Loving Relationships, or the CD. Is it called Opening to Enlightenment?
Yes, Opening to Enlightenment.
Well, I'm going to get one for myself, too.
And you know, one thing I'd like to add, if I have a moment here.
Sure.
I was first taught this process of divine flow by a teacher of mine. I studied under him for a number of years, and we traveled internationally offering this. And he taught me how to do divine flow, and I wrote an entire book called Living Divine Relationships. And I gave it to him. And then he's very good with marketing. He brought it onto Amazon.com bestseller list.
Wow.
Divine Relationships. And it was so interesting writing this. One day he had me stand up in a a room full of people. I mean, he did this to me frequently, but there were like 80 people in the room. And he said, Aubrey, I want you to flow the table of contents of this book whose title I've just given to you. Well, Iris, it's a bit like jumping off a cliff. You don't know what's going to happen.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about.
You surrender your ego. You move aside, and you allow the divine to speak through you. And I gave the table of contents in 2 minutes. And when I went to write the book, I only followed that table of contents. So today, I teach people how to write or speak or heal in this state of divine flow. Because there's no editing. And when you think about it, it's not for us to edit the flow of the divine. And it's awesome. I go back into this book and wow, I don't remember saying that.
Oh, you know what? It is more likely for me. I go back. I've never heard this stuff before. And it's for me right there at that moment.
Then you understand.
I do. I do. One time I was really beating myself up. I was having a hard time with myself. And this friend asked my husband and I over for dinner. And we're sitting there and she goes, oh, your TV show is coming on now. I've got to watch it. And if there was anything I was not in the mood for, it was to see myself on TV, you know, mm-hmm. please. And it turned out that the things that were brought through in that television show were right for me, right then and there, and healed me. And that's how you know where it comes from.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Such a lesson. What would you give people if you could give them one gift instead of the millions that you're giving? I'm just in awe of your service and of how available you make yourself to people, Aubrey.
I think the essence of the gift is really where you began in the beginning of the show, Iris. I think the essence of the gift is to help people open to their own connection with the divine, the connection of their soul with the divine, direct.
Yes, and I wanted to go back to something you said in the beginning is that, you know, you can do your science project on it with divine flow. You can do you can put every problem, give it to divine flow. And spontaneously just choose to have God do it through you for the good of all life, whatever it is you're doing. And you said it so beautifully. I feel like I'm kind of stumbling around with it. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Here, fix this. kind of go over that ground again because it's so important.
Yes. Last Sunday's class was actually called, the flow was bringing it home. Home with a capital H. And that means that your spiritual practices, wherever it is you go on a seminar or a lecture, you need to bring it home to your personal physical home. Home is also your heart, your physical heart that brings you the life force in your body. Home is also the home of the divine. Home is that which connects the divine with the most mundane part of your life, seamlessly. There is no separation. If somebody says, I have my spiritual world, and then I return to reality, they don't yet get. It is one and the same. So to always be the person that you want to be, that you know you can be, the way they call it, you want to show up, the way you want to be remembered, be that in every thought, in every word, in every tone, in every relationship, in every project, how you prepare every meal, what you see, what you allow into you, and what you give forth to others. To be all that you can be is to self-realize. And to self-realize is to realize your soul is divine and is also unique.
Well, and, you know, in that is to know, you said bring it into the most mundane. It's to know that every single thing everyone does, they have an opportunity to change the world. If you feed a stray cat, you change the world.
Yes.
If you offer gratitude and love and gentleness instead of... that's our 2 minutes. Thank you, Dawn. We're just about out of time. But what I wanted to say is if you offer gentleness and kindness instead of, you know, maybe thrashing somebody because they hit your parked car, that changes the world.
Yes.
That changes the world. So every moment we have an opportunity to be in the divine flow and change the world.
Yes.
With that. And I think that one of the things you give is that you make it very accessible. Everyone can do this. It's not just for the special few.
It is for everybody. And I thank you, Iris, for the work that you're doing and what Doug is doing and offering this service to the people. It sounds like you've been doing wonderful work. So I'm really very honored to have been part of this today. Thank you.
And I hope you will come back and be with us again.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Your presence is just such a gift, Aubrey, and I feel that peace that you're talking about emanating from you.
Mm.
And I know that you are one who walks your talk, and I just thank you with all my heart.
Thank you for your kindness.
And thank you for listening. Remember, if you would like Aubrey's CD or one of her beautiful books, to email me at miracleshp@yahoo.com. God bless you. May all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Mm. Amen. All women and yee-haw!